Welcome, my lovelies. Welcome to the Naked Football Show. It looks like we've got a lively one already today. Our two guests seem to have a fan club, so I can't keep up with the tweets. I'm going to have to let them do that. We welcome back Mr. George Pennell. Hello, George.
Hello, good evening.
And alongside George, a naked virgin in the shape of Jonathan Moray. Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Graham Adam.
I use the term advisedly, of course. If you want to, I think we'll just stay with tweets at the moment because there's obviously too many. So if you want to tweet in or twat in, at Naked Footy should do it. And you'll have to join the queue because these guys seem to have taken over at the moment. You don't want to start with tweets, do you? Do you want to start with Ipswich Town? Or would you even like to start with the wonderful England team? Silence came the reply. I'm not worried if you don't want to, put
it
that way.
Don't start on the England team. Me and George had the misfortune of going last Thursday.
Oh, did you?
To the Slovenia game. We made it 10 minutes late for the first half.
Yeah.
Missed the first 10 minutes. Left 5 minutes before half time. And then proceeded to leave 10 minutes into the second half to go to the pub. Didn't even see the goal.
It was reminiscent of watching Ipswich Town last season, really, wasn't it?
It was almost worse.
Yeah, so it was. It's just a shame, really, isn't it? When your football team's not very good at the moment, you'd like the international team to pick you up a little bit. But yeah. No, that was a very drab affair, yeah. As was it on Sunday against Lithuania. So, but we're through, you know.
We're on our way.
Yeah. We're on our way. We're better than the Jocks, aren't we? So
and the Welsh.
Yeah. So you know,
that's right.
Happy to be here.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was probably on that train that night as well. I remember I was on that train that night. On the vomit comet, as they call it.
Yeah.
Back. Yeah. So I didn't see the game, but...
Yeah, you didn't miss it.
Hey ho.
Got away with it, Graham.
So, do you want to wrap up the season so far in your eyes, guys, one at a time? Or however you take it in turns or argue amongst yourself?
Well, yeah, I mean...
What do you think so far? Is it better? Are you feeling it's better, worse? Well, it's not worse, is it? But
for me, it's better. It's a work in progress.
Sorry, mate.
It's a work in progress from last year. As I mentioned to yourself, I wanted to see a bit more attacking football, more young players given a chance, and I would say that so far that's happened.
Yeah.
The fact that we've been the top goal scorers for a while has kind of shown that as well, in my opinion. I mean, George doesn't go to many games because he tends to scrounge free tickets.
Wow, sure.
From the rest of the firm, but
yeah, sure.
So what's your views, George?
Very well surmised, to be fair.
Sure,
you know, particularly the bit about scrounging free tickets. I tend to do quite well with that. But no, I think I'm quite happy being also rounds this season. Because we're playing youngsters, we're the joint top scorers in the league. So yeah, I'm happy with the way the season's going, but. As we said off air, if we can beat Norwich once, if not twice this season, and finish mid-table, then that's a terrific season.
A bleep button there, didn't I? Should I had a bleep button to mention that word. We can go on to Norwich later, obviously, if you want.
Scum.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, they've had injuries as well, haven't they? So you can got to give them that.
Yeah, having no fit centre-backs.
There's been a problem, hasn't it?
For a fair few games hasn't particularly helped.
Yeah,
and the fact that we've managed to still pick up points during that time for me is a positive, especially with Webster returning possibly Saturday. Not sure on the likelihood of that just yet, but
we've had players step up, haven't we? Because I think it's sort of made a man out of Jonas Knudsen, isn't it? I think he's been terrific this season.
He has at that position. Yeah,
even some of his long range passes, cross field balls, and he's just really sort of manned up at centre half, and obviously. Jordan Spence, I think he's been another terrific signing. I think there wasn't one Town fan who wasn't underwhelmed when we signed him. You know, free agent, released by MK Dons, signed him around Christmas time, didn't we? But I think he's been Mr. Consistent for us, whatever position he's played in, to be fair. And with the absence of James for a while, Smith and Webster, I think he's stepped up.
What are you making of him?
Well, I'd like to just kind of say he does give the ball away.
Exactly. So, the song should be changed.
Yeah, song needs to be changed because
we thought that
he never gives the ball away is rubbish.
Yeah. Just winds me up so much.
Just change the words to he sometimes gives the ball away and then it works.
Actually, that's quite good. Actually, sometimes rather than always.
Well, that's it. Yeah, because he doesn't always.
That's
give
a sort
him,
of
give him his
a real moderate chant.
Well, that's it.
Can't upset anybody.
But no, I mean, as George mentioned, Lidson for me has been decent this year. I still believe he's better at left back than young Kenlock at this moment in time.
Yeah.
I'd say Kenlock for me is better going forward. As Sam Williams and Joe Fares will know, Kenlock has got 20 out of 20 heading on Football Manager.
So, yeah.
So, you know, he should probably...
He's done well.
Should do well if he's heading, really, shouldn't he?
I don't know, Mr. Joe Fares, was he something to do with that?
Yeah, that was Fares' fault.
Joe Fares, I think you've had him on here before. He's to blame for Kenlock having 20 out of 20 for heading on Football Manager. So,
it's embarrassing, really.
Yeah, it's a shambles, but never mind.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, defensive
wise. Can I just say at this point, I don't even know what you two are talking about.
Don't know about Football Manager?
No. I know it's one of those games you kids play, youngsters.
Yeah, us youngsters,
yeah. I'm just glad someone called me a youngster. I'm 30 now, so.
You can't see Maurice Graves on the radio, can you, sir?
carry on.
So, yeah, no, just that was basically it, really. I just wanted to bring that up, just because I know that Joe will be listening. I know that Sam's listening right now. So
Joe's busy babysitting tonight, I think, by all accounts.
That's what he told you, I'm not sure.
All morning he's been saying that he just didn't want to go on.
Yeah, I know, I don't
blame him. He's had a problem with you for a while, apparently.
I don't blame him.
At least last 3 months.
Yeah. Yeah. Two to three months.
He's usually quite cool and calm, is Joe, isn't he? He's very, cool, calm, calculated.
He's alright. Yeah. He's alright. Not bad.
You've got obviously that I can hear those things coming through my earphones. So you're getting tweets, but do you want to address any of them?
They're not really tweets. It's more of our group chat kind of. They're listening live, so I don't know if there's a bit of a delay because they're then feeding back what we're talking about. But I think the first tweet we got today was a friend of ours, Jake Miller.
Jake Miller, yeah.
Oh, I saw that one. Go on then.
So, yeah, and I'll address it to George first, but does the panel think we should have vegan catering options at Portman Road?
I think that's probably more one for you to answer, to be fair, isn't it? Because I think it's more your subject, to be fair. Populism of sort of vegan...
I just look at you guys and I include myself in that and I think I can't imagine who's going to want to answer that question? Unless, do you have vegan pasties? Do they have such things?
Well, I don't know, to be honest with you, Graham. if we can put like maybe a little side menu up for the vegans, then fine. Maybe they can have their own bar and
their own little section.
Yeah,
cage them off
like the arcade tavern.
Sure,
cage them off. You can't just treat them like animals.
Yeah, well,
but
second-class citizens at best.
I would say. Yeah, why not? It seems.
It should be right, actually. Yeah, yeah, it sounds like a good
Give
idea.
Give them something, just anything. So
anything to stop them talking about it, I suppose. Isn't it?
Well, they'll never stop talking about it.
Sure. So is the guy who emailed in? Is it Jake? Did you say?
Jake, yeah.
Is he vegan or is he just
drinks in the arcade tavern? So he's as good. But
I drink in the arcade tavern. Yeah. Excuse me.
Well, I drink in there, but you know, I don't go on about it. But he's not. He just knows. It's a bit of an inside joke, I suppose, so we should probably add you to our group chat.
That's one of those, what do they call social media things, which I don't understand.
Just WhatsApp.
Yeah. Oh, is it WhatsApp?
WhatsApp?
Yeah.
We'll get you in, Graham.
We have had a fair few guests in our group, in our time,
to be fair.
So, looking forward to being initiated into that. Go on then, keep going while you've got tweets. I'll do emails later.
Do the panel think Chris Nichols and Rihanna will last?
That's you guys. You can have that one.
No, I'm not too sure. I think he added her on Facebook a bit too soon, and it sort of killed it off, really, isn't it?
Yeah. We haven't got to spend too much time on this because
not on that one particularly.
Yeah, I would just say I'll hope them the best, wish them well, and just mind how they go.
Watch the road, isn't
that? Yeah.
Take
care. What we got next? Would be interested to hear views on the different type of fans frequenting the lower north stand and section 6. Is it good for atmosphere / intimidation?
I don't. What, intimidation of the opposition or intimidation within the stand?
I would more say intimidation of the opposition. I mean, I don't think we've ever set out to intimidate our own fans.
No.
But I'm sure, as you're aware yourself, from certain away grounds you go to, there is a certain.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get at some grounds.
Yeah.
I don't think, in my personal opinion, I don't think we have that at Portman Road anymore.
Not unless it's a real big game.
I think the biggest issue is you do sort of like you know, you get a lot of people, you know, whether they are women or children, you know, that's up to people to make their own mind up about. But you do get a lot of people that do like to frequent the North Lower just to take in the atmosphere and be a part of it. And you look around and there's nobody sort of like really getting behind the team and sort of singing and getting involved. You know, it's just turned into a clap fest like the upper tier, you know. And I'm not talking about the STIs either, so... it's the atmosphere is slowly being killed off a little bit, I think.
I think, and also we addressed this in the green room, the non-existent green room, before we started.
That's a lovely green room.
It is fantastic. It is very nice room, these two guys have had too much, I think. Yeah. But
it hasn't even offered us a drink yet, to be fair.
Since they took the roof off the old north stand, it's the acoustics have changed anyway. It's harder to get the whole thing going. It used to be quite easy to get it rocking when that tinny old roof was on it, but now it's quite hard. And then you've got the Section 6, bless them, trying their hardest, but bashing away on their drum. So anyone who tries to start a chant in the middle of the thing, like that Selena one, which I thought was quite good.
Yeah.
But the other lot was still...
That. I'll be honest with you, Brown.
The other was...
If we could sort of end the show with that,
yeah,
with a Selena chant, then I don't know how that will work.
Yeah, but George is a fan.
We did start it with it last week, or the week before we started with it, yeah.
Terrific.
I'll find it again and... Well, it was just a recording, but that was quite a good chant. But I stand in the middle of the middle bit and the Section 6 lot, so you've got them singing the Selena chant or trying to get it going, which I thought was very impressive.
Yeah.
And then Section 6 are banging away and doing a completely different thing.
Yeah, that's it.
And the acoustics don't lend itself.
I think
they got it in the end, but took a while.
Yeah.
But then Selena didn't play that well and got subbed, so.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, what was it? The Sunderland game.
Yeah,
at home. I found he was, it was very impressive for me. Great finish, obviously, for the goal that he scored as well.
Yeah. I don't know if you stayed for the ubiquitous fist pump, but Selena was up there with him, and that was when they did that chant. His name came up, and face lit up.
Yeah,
he did. We did actually try and get him to our mate's 30th birthday. Shout out to Neil Warren for his birthday as well. 30th birthday. We were tweeting him for a while. What game were they returning from?
Leeds.
From Leeds away. We did tweet him constantly, quite a few of us. Managed to get a tweet saying happy birthday, Neil, but he didn't turn up to the social club, did he? So that was the end of that one. It could have been a really great story for Radio Graham, but as it turns out, it wasn't.
It just happened that he tweeted us saying have a good night, so.
But that was enough, wasn't it?
I imagine this.
After a few pints and that Selena chant, fresh in our ears.
Yeah.
You know, it was good.
They're quite restricted, I'm guessing. Carry on.
So
I'll let you guys can run this show. It's easier now. I don't have to say anything.
Thanks for popping in, Graham. I do appreciate your help tonight.
I might just go for a wee while.
If you could.
Just let us ramble on.
Yeah.
Well, I've been reading messages on our WhatsApp as we go around, and There's a guy that used to be a somebody, Ian McCormack, aka Macca. He's basically calling us out, saying that it's horrendous, that he doesn't particularly like us. Says that if we ever get invited on again, it'll be a miracle.
Yeah.
I think he's even called you out as well, Graham, to be fair. Certainly. Like I said, he used to be a somebody, but
he's not anymore,
isn't
he?
I mean, in terms of tweets, we're kind of running out. I think.
Are you really?
I'm sure you've got a football related email somewhere.
We're
haven't
about
you, Graham?
To have, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the last tweet we've got is from Lawrence Evans, or Lozenge, as you called him before the show.
No, you call him Loz.
We called him Loz. You called him Lozenge.
Well, I just wondered if that's his name. Hello, Lozenge. Hello, Lawrence. I've seen his.
He wants to know what my views are in particular on sitting down at half time while eating a bounty.
Because you do you want to tell a little story there?
Well,
it's quite ironic actually, being told to sit at half time when in a stand that stands.
Well, that's it. Yeah, me and the guy I just mentioned, Macca, were having a bit of a chat at half time, as you do, you know, sort of chewing the fat over the first 45 minutes, discussing things in general. And lady of the road behind myself and Macca wanted to know if we could sit down because we were blocking her view while she was trying to watch the half-time penalty shootout.
Which is sort of funny, because Macca is pretty much a dwarf anyway.
So we both kind of looked at each other in a bit of disbelief. and turned round and she was handing out bounties to all of her pals, did say to her, look, you know, do you mind if we have a bounty and we'll sit down? And she had none left. So in the end, we kind of bottled it, really, because we had nothing else to say and we actually sat down. So,
well, there you go.
But yeah, so,
against modern football.
Well, that's it, yeah, against modern football.
It's the expression for that, isn't it?
I don't think that would have happened much in the late 90s or 80s or whatever for the North Stand. I don't think you'd have been told to sit down.
Not in the North Flower, anyway.
So they could enjoy their bounty.
So are you season ticket holders?
I am, yeah.
I bottled it this season.
You go looking for freebies.
It was basically thanks to me and Sam Williams that Mix decided to start playing youngsters and actually spent a few quid this summer. I was part of the supporters that went on strike after many years.
I think I know you, but I do think you have a small point. You must have taken McCarthy. Something on board, or at least Marcus Evans. Marcus Evans must have said that you're going to lose fans this way.
So I like to take.
So yeah, so absolutely, you can take
I'll
the glory.
I'll probably be back in the new year, Graham, to be fair. So I've made my point.
No, and congratulations to Sam as well. Although Sam's going, isn't he? Again, on an ad hoc basis, isn't he? He's still going, but not. He's got rid of his season.
He's pretty much the same as me, to be fair. So, Of course, I'll be there in a couple of weeks anyway, as many more will as well. So.
Yeah, that's in your it's in your blood, isn't it? You can't escape that one. It's in a written contract. Yeah. Sorry, I'm just still annoyed by this bounty woman. Does she sit behind you all the time then?
I think so, yeah. I mean, we've had a few people comment on the bounty story. I mean,
it'd be funny if she listens to this.
Yeah, it'd be funny, wouldn't it?
She's been on before.
Lee Woodward wants to know why I've just talked about the worst story ever, hashtag bounty. He's just upset because
it's because it's an international break and there's nothing else to talk about.
Yeah. That's because he didn't get invited. Yeah. That's why. He gets really upset.
He wanted to get an invite to this, but he didn't. He's upset.
But that's about it, really. Yeah, she does sit behind, but...
So you don't actually know her that well, or you do now because of the bounty story?
No, I don't know. I wouldn't even be able to point her out, I don't think, if she walked in right now, but no. Don't know.
Very observant, Jonathan.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, good.
I stand by... we stand beside a bloke who's really quiet, really polite, really quite... looks quite posh, comes in, says hello and shakes hands and all this la-da-da, and then he politely applauds, and then something will just trigger in him and he just effing swearing McCarthy or he was shouting at the Tannoy last season because they said the crowd was 15,000 and something, and it wasn't. It was obviously, but they count season tickets, don't they?
Of course,
but it certainly wasn't 15, and he was swearing, looking up at the Tannoy, you effing there's no way they're 50.
Well,
as if the Tannoy's going to answer him anyway.
That's definitely Chris Nicholson.
Well, it could be
some people's release, to be fair, isn't it, going to football?
Well, it is. But some people, it's all through the game. Others, it's just they suddenly trip, don't they? Anyway, right, this is from the lovely Slower Ball. Good evening, Blackers. Good evening, Penners. Good evening, Mozza.
Wow. Oh,
here we go.
Love the show.
Hello, mate.
So the club has won its appeal against... Oh, yeah, we haven't covered this. Against matchday policing costs involving a grand sum of around £500,000. Although I believe that the Suffolk Babylon are set to appeal. This is a significant victory for the club pending the appeal, with similar cases brought by Wigan Athletic and Dirty Leeds going the way of Mr. Plod. Can't see the club getting £500 large in one sum, though. Surely paying in instalments would be a cop-out. Don't know if that's a play on words there. Nice one. An unused David McGoldrick managed to escape unharmed. Good. He should be in fine fettle for our tricky away fixture against Sheffield United on Saturday. Are we happy to take a draw, gents? I'll stop there for a second, are we?
For me right now, I would take a point.
Yeah.
Where are they in the league at the moment?
Just above us, I believe. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on the live table, but I know they're above us at last count.
Right.
So we've dropped down to eighth now.
They've had a really good start to the season, to be fair. I'd happily take a point there. To be honest with you, it's sort of like I've a little bit of tunnel vision, as I'm sure a lot of town fans do at the moment. I mean, you're thinking about Saturday, but all I want is no injuries on Saturday to keep players.
I know.
So everyone's fit for the following weekend.
I know.
Take a draw. We'll have everyone fit for next Sunday, and then we'll go steaming into battle.
Am I right in saying we've not...
Steam into the pub, anyway.
Well...
Yeah, we've not had a draw so far this year, have we?
No.
I think we've either won or lost.
No, we haven't drawn at all.
So a draw would actually be quite exciting now.
So,
something different from the norm.
Maybe we do one. But no, I would take the point. It's a difficult place to go to.
Yeah.
In terms of recent results, I mean, I know Norwich did win away there recently, but then, as we mentioned before the show, they've started picking up a little bit of form, which I don't particularly want to happen. But
no, do we know who they've got this weekend?
Obviously,
they're at home.
They're at home, but no, I don't honestly know the answer to that one. I try not to pay as much attention to them. I try and concentrate more on us if we can. But I would take a point, but at the same time, I don't want Mick setting up for a point. I don't want him matching up the opposition. I don't want to hear them words that have been said.
That's the trouble. He did it a couple of years ago when we played Reading away. We were playing attacking football. We got absolutely spanked, didn't we? 5-1 or 5-0. And then from the rest of the season, you just hope after the Bristol game he's not going to start doing that again.
He's opened up a lot more, though, hasn't he?
He has, but... And,
you know, but then again, at the same time, has he opened up because... He's had no choice.
It'll be
interesting to see how much of a look in players like Naidam and Downs get when Adeyemi and sort of like, well, Adeyemi's obviously back now, isn't he? But Emir Hughes, because he's meant to be back after the international break.
It'll be
interesting to see, and obviously they have Skews there as well. We'll probably revert to the...
Skews has had a new lease of life, hasn't he, to be
he
fair?
He has. I think it's because of the new formation. He can just stick to doing his dirty bit in front of the back four. And, you know, he's had players like Adeyemi and Naidam, whatever, going forward a little bit more, so, you know.
Well, I noticed he's been trying to copy Gunnarsson, hasn't he, with his long raking balls the other direction.
Yeah, that's it.
Never seen him do a long raking ball.
We need to get Tommy Smith back to do a masterclass on long range balls into the top tier of the
club. We do. I think the trouble is with people like Smith and Hughes, it's the Norwich game is going to be a bit too soon for him, I think.
So
yeah, because they're not going to be match fit even if they're physically fit.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, I think like a fear once again, maybe not just with me, for me I'd be interested to get your opinion as well, but you mentioned the Reading game where we got thrashed and then McCarthy reverted back to type. Let's be solid, let's be horrible. A fear of mine is that after the Bristol game...
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Are we going to go to Sheffield and be like, right, let's be horrible, let's be tough and hard to beat, which, to be fair, there are time and a place
for it. I don't mind it as much away from home to a team that's above us in the league, though.
Yeah, there is a time and a place for it, but at the same time, I think people want to actually see Town try and win a game. I know Mick says he tries to win every game he plays, but his version of trying to win a game, I think, is probably different to mine and yours.
Finishing this Slowball's email, a win would put us on equal points with the Blades, who currently sit in third. Sorry to see the boys Lawrence, Williams and Bearer bow out of the cup, but at least Murphy's dream of another World Cup remains alive. Keep smiling. God bless Johnny Williams. He always does that because he knows how I like Johnny Williams. But he would be a great player to have back. He says every week he was fit for Wales, but he's now no longer playing for them.
It's bizarre, isn't it? Because he had a terrific Euro, didn't he?
He did. I was thinking we're never going to get him back after that display in the Euro.
He'd either play for Palace or a Premiership club would give him that opportunity. Yeah. With his performances that he put in for Wales, had a terrific campaign for them.
He looked reasonably good for Wales the other night, but he wasn't on for long, and that's their lot anyway, isn't it?
I've got no great sympathies for Wales or Scotland, whoever plays for them. Particularly Lawrence, I think he's a bit spoiled, isn't he? That's the impression I get.
Yeah.
And I've heard from through various grapevines, but you know, we'll leave that at that.
I think my opinion of Lawrence went down a bit last year when he got that stupid booking away at Brighton.
Oh, and then he couldn't play against that Lloyd.
The team we won't mention.
Yeah.
Didn't he give us the North Stand there, the shush symbol with his fingers after a few ironic cheers when we had our first shot on goal in about 18 minutes one game last year as well.
Yeah.
So that was another little thing. It doesn't particularly endear you to support us.
It doesn't, but then again, that's sometimes you've got to have the slightly mad persona to play.
I think he's a cracking player. He's a great player. I think he thinks he's better than what he is, but. Yeah.
Right, you got Sheffield Wednesday coming up. Do you want to have a quick scan of that game and see what you make of it and what's going to happen? Are we going to lose, win? Who's going to play?
Sheffield United?
Yeah. What did I say? Wednesday?
Wednesday. It's because it's Wednesday today, Graham.
It's because it's Wednesday, yeah.
I can see the difficulties.
I did actually say we've got Sheffield. It's Wednesday today.
Sure. Okay, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
It's difficult to say because, I mean, you tend to get a better idea of who's fit and who's not fit normally, what, by tomorrow?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I mean, by tomorrow we'll have a better idea. I mean, Adeyemi, I don't really know where we currently stand with him. So I would like to see us go
take a draw. First draw of the season, 1-1. Lovely job.
You sound like Mick McCarthy now.
I wouldn't even get on the coach, mate. I'll have no injuries, and then we'll have Norwich next weekend.
Tack a line up for me. Give it a go, but yeah, I would take a point.
Yeah. Both of you. You take a point.
Yeah, no, definitely take a point. No injuries and a point. Happy days. Move on.
Okay, a tweet from Phil Doxey, who drinks in the Dove, if anyone wants to go and kill him. this is why you should kill him. If we lose against Sheffield, should Mick fall on his blade?
Oh, wow. That's
nice. You see what I mean?
Nice, you see what I mean? Very clever.
Watch it. If you see a gang walk past Phil, I'd just go into the back room and yeah, you, mate.
No, he's not done well with that, is
no,
he?
No, he's not. A semi-sort of serious thing. There's a Boots to Africa campaign, and this you guys as well, because when you get past a certain age, you still keep your boots because you think one day, and then you've still got boots in the
I'm
cupboard.
I'm still waiting for that England call. Yeah, exactly. I'm still waiting.
So for once, I can actually say, if you want to take your boots to Portman Road, okay, you probably won't get a game, but they're going to have bins around the ground, so you can put them in. If you've got old football boots, or even new ones, put them in these bins, and then they're going to go to Africa so that kids can play with proper boots.
Terrific idea.
It is, and if you want to email, I'm not going to go through all the social media thing, but it's Boots to Africa, and the two is a figure two, so if you Google that, you'll soon find it. But then, you've got a good excuse to bring your boots to the game on. Oh, it's the game on Saturday, against that lot, not this one at Sheffield. So don't go taking them up to Sheffield, that really would be rather
I'm not
silly.
Sure how well the ground will take studs over there, though,
but, you know. Yeah. Well, you can take them to yeah, take him to the Norwich game. You don't have to put him in the bin, guys. Yeah. right, thanks, George. Thanks, Jonathan. Until next time, have a good one. Thanks for coming on the show. Thanks for all your mates.
Thanks for your time.
Yeah. Cheers, guys.
Bye. There you go. Watch the road.
Cheers, mate.